I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A guy named Douglas from Tampa, Florida, was driving drunk on Wednesday afternoon, and he pulled into a drive-thru to order himself a burrito. I mean, that's one of the best drunk foods. It's pretty self-contained, hard to make a mess, and kind of has everything you need inside of it. Well, that's just one problem, though. He thought he was at a Taco Bell drive-thru, but he was actually at a Bank of America drive-thru.
How do you get those two confused?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you come in one way, you go around. Only thing that would trip me out is, like, Taco Bell doesn't usually have three or four lanes. Maybe two.
Yeah, but they look completely different.
Yeah, but he's drunk. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt here. The manager called the cops, and when they got there, Douglas was still in his car in the parking lot. He was arrested for DUI. They could give him something like what? Don't they usually have like candy they can sometimes give you?
Suckers, yeah.
Yeah, sucker. That's no burrito. A guy from North Carolina is back in the news. This happened in 2014 after he won a donut eating contest put on by local police. He downed 8 Krispy Kremes in just 2 minutes and dominated the field. But then he got arrested when the cops realized, wait a minute, this guy's wanted for 3 different burglaries. Like, how quickly did they notice and catch him when he was there doing the donut contest? He ended up getting a 3-year suspended sentence for it, which ended this past October. Now, he's back in the news for robbing. Any guesses where he robbed?
A Krispy Kreme?
Something similar, a donut shop. He broke
into
a Dunkin' Donuts, though. Apparently, that's his donut of choice. He did this back in November. They're just charging him, though, for it now this past week. He's facing 3 charges for felony breaking and entering, felony larceny, and felony safe cracking. And your final Dummy of the Day story today is, I don't know. I wonder if this guy should get in trouble or not. You tell me. A man driving a Tesla in San Francisco was busted for DUI, and he tried to get out of it by telling the cops, hey, the car was on autopilot.
I mean, would that be legal if the car is driving and you're not?
The man was driving on the Bay Bridge connecting San Francisco and Oakland when his vehicle apparently came to a stop. When the cops say they found him, he was passed out at the wheel. They determined his blood alcohol content level was twice the legal limit. And yes, he was arrested for DUI, but he told the cops, listen, guys, I wasn't driving. The thing was on autopilot. Now, Tesla cars do offer an autopilot option. The mode still requires drivers to keep their hands on the wheel and stay alert. If not, sensors in the vehicle will trigger it to pull over and stop. So obviously he was like, passing out, hand off the wheel. And then it just pulled over.
I just like, when I'm thinking about it though, I almost wonder if that is a solution to DUIs, if the car drives for you.
Yeah, but what if he tries to drive instead, though? I mean, he could easily take control at any moment.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's still
you'd have to
dummy,
ride in the back seat.
I could take that, but would you ever in your future? I'm sure in the future we will, but
I'd be too scared.
Could you imagine sitting in the back seat of a car going? That's like my nightmare. Like,
that's
I can't
so
get
scary.
To the brake. I can't get to the brake. Oh, God. Those right there, those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.